I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. European Union leaders arrived Thursday in Kyiv with a message of support for the Ukrainian people. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said the delegation was in Kyiv to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. Borrell said the EU will continue to stand with Ukraine to win and rebuild. EU and Ukrainian leaders are said to meet at a summit Friday to discuss the EU's response to the conflict, reconstruction and relief efforts, global food security, and Ukraine's application to join the EU. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Wednesday that Russia is trying to achieve some battlefield gains to show on the first anniversary of the war on February 24th. Russian forces have been trying to secure control of Bakhmut and Donetsk province for several months. Israeli forces carried out airstrikes early Thursday in the Gaza Strip, hours after Israeli air defenses intercepted a rocket fired from Gaza. Israel's military said the airstrikes targeted a rocket production facility used by the militant group Hamas. There were no reports of casualties. The rocket attack and airstrikes come amid an increase in violence that included a Palestinian gunman killing 7 people near a synagogue in East Jerusalem and Israeli forces killing 10 Palestinians during a raid in a West Bank refugee camp last week. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization on Wednesday dismissed a report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog that said Iran had made an undeclared change to uranium enrichment equipment at its Fordo plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors found an interconnection between 2 clusters of centrifuges had been modified, which they said was substantially different from what Iran had declared to the agency. A spokesman for the Atomic Energy Association of Iran was quoted by state media as saying the IAEA report was based on a mistake made by an inspector and that the matter had been resolved. This is VOA News. A new poll suggests that the discovery of classified documents at President Joe Biden's Delaware home has not really affected his overall approval rating. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
41% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research approve of how Biden is handling his job as president. That's about the same as the 43% who said that in December. 77% of Democrats give their approval, and 91% of Republicans disapprove. Those numbers also haven't changed much since late last year. When Americans were asked whether they approve or disapprove of how Biden handled the discovery of classified documents in a locked closet at his Delaware home, 39% of those surveyed disapprove, 23% approve, and 36% say they neither approve nor disapprove. Donna Warder, Washington.
Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is seeking a federal probe of Trump allies over his laptop. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A lawyer for President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has asked the Justice Department to investigate close allies of former President Donald Trump and others who accessed and disseminated personal data from a laptop that a computer repair shop owner says was dropped off at his Delaware store in 2019. It also asked prosecutors to investigate whether any of the data was manipulated or tampered with in any way. Hunter Biden's attorneys have also asked Fox News host Tucker Carlson to retract and apologize for what they say are false and defamatory claims made about Hunter on air. The request for a criminal inquiry comes as Hunter Biden faces his own tax evasion investigation by the Justice Department. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States and the Philippines announced an agreement Thursday that will give the U.S. military access to 4 new Philippine military sites. The announcement was made as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in the Philippines for talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.
We do have a strong relationship, and my goal, certainly President Biden's goal, is to strengthen that relationship in every way possible. You are a key ally and an important ally, and so from the defense perspective, we will continue to work together with our great partners to build and modernize your capabilities as well as increase our interoperability.
You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA.